welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. Scotty, what's up?
Not much. It's getting warm around. It's getting nice out.
Yeah, it was contrary to how I look to you right now. It was 80 degrees. I'm in New Jersey at the moment. It was warm today.
Yeah, it was like 80 here, and then we got a hurricane for 5 minutes.
You win some, you lose some. With that hurricane, it did push back the Yankees series against the Orioles to starting on Friday.
You know what it also did?
What did it do?
Cleared out the pollen.
That's good.
Going to feel so much better now.
Thank God. I was so worried about how you were feeling, Scotty.
Wow, thanks for being
right
sarcastic
now.
About that.
But let's hop into these freaking Yankees and how this, what, second week of baseball now?
First full week, yeah.
Second week of baseball. And I think that there are two leading stories within the Yankees of good news. And you know what? We're going to start with Johnny Brito, because you could not have asked for a better first performance, right?
Yeah. There's no shot that you could ask for anything better. I was a little nervous at first, mostly because I'm sorry to say this, but that was supposed to be a Domingo start. No,
yes.
It was supposed to be Nestor. Is it a Domingo or a Nestor start?
Something
I think
like
it was
that.
Domingo.
Yeah, I think it was Domingo. They pushed Domingo back a day.
A little upset about that for my fantasy team, but
well, then Domingo shat the bed the next day. So
he did terrible.
He gave up two home runs.
That was the only two runs he gave up.
That's fair. He was just like the first Yankee pitcher to do it.
But no, for a first one, whatever, five innings, five strikeouts.
Five innings, six Ks, two hits, and one walk.
That's all you can ask for.
And then sent down the next day. I know that it was like a roster move they had to do because of whatever that guy that we got from the Rays.
Yes.
Do you know his name? I don't know his name.
Something really basic.
Yeah, it's like literally like John Smith.
It's like, I think it's like Brian Wells or something like that. I don't know.
But also, with the Orioles game being postponed today, that does make it possible that Johnny, because I think he can get called up on either the 15th or the 18th now, it could fall onto a place that we can see Johnny Brito again. But if you watched his last spring training start, he was like a dark horse that really came out of, right, we were talking about it a lot in spring training, that fifth rotation spot, which turned into needing two spots, three spots, honestly, really seemed like it was going to be between Clark Schmidt and Domingo Germán. And Johnny Brito really just worked his way right on in there and was like, do not ignore me. You look puzzled.
Colton Brewer.
You could have given me 1,000 names and those would have never come.
Gotten Colton Brewer.
But
he didn't even play for the Rays. He never had a play.
I didn't think so. Like they,
he
it's
was
a
with
weird...
them, but he got traded before he could even play with them. He played
very
most of his
weird
career
Boston. Move, but we'll see. And we always obviously have Brito to fall back on if we need to, because I mean, between him and Gerrit Cole's first two starts, I'm sorry, Gerrit Cole coming for the Cy Young, write his name on it. As of right now, his 12 innings.
No, but he's killing it through the 12 innings.
Yeah. Pitching as a whole really has been, especially, I mean, Scotty, I'll talk about it later when we get into talking about other things around the league, but the way that the Giants offense is looking right now, right, with the amount of home runs that they've hit in their Chicago series, for us to give up what? I think it was only maybe two in the...
Yeah.
Domingo start, and I think Jock Peterson had a second one somewhere. It's crazy. It just shows the strength of our rotation.
Yeah. We've done very well.
Do you think that... I don't... Here's the thing.
Oh, here. I got the number right now for home runs. We have allowed five.
Five.
Herman's allowed two. Schmidt's allowed two. Loisica's allowed one.
Oh, buddies. Oh, is it in the game that we
Schmidt
won?
Allowed two versus.
Yeah.
San
yeah.
Fran.
Yeah.
That day, Jesus. I don't even remember Loisica's.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, it was I think it was a Schwarber.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Schwarber homer.
Yeah, it was.
Only reason I did that because it was the Domingo start. I was like, I hope that Schwarber grounds out every time until Domingo gets taken out, and then he hits a bomb while we're up by 7.
Do you, I mean, I think asking if you think Brito makes it back into the rotation is a silly question, but do you think after our rotation is set, right? So like Rodon's back, Seve's back, then it's just that fifth starter spot. Do you think Brito would move to the bullpen, right? But do we need him there?
I don't know. I
Or does
mean,
Brito just become a guy that you have and
I
is
think he's
fitted?
going to end up becoming a guy you have because you don't really need to throw him in the pen because I think we have the only guy, which I think I say every year, is Albert Abreu is that one standout guy. But I don't know if you'd want to trust Brito as
Yeah.
somebody to just throw in the bullpen because
Oh, I
that
agree. I
is very.
agree.
And then you're having a Clark Schmidt situation.
Nightmare. Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
And so I think this is somebody we have.
Okay. Yeah. And listen, the likelihood that all five starters stay healthy the entire season. Let's be fucking for real.
It's
Not
low,
likely.
yeah.
So it's good to know that it's not going to be like a scramble of like, oh, I guess we'll do a bullpen game or we'll do a blah, 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 blah. You have a guy that you know that you can call up, which is nice. The other big positive leading story coming off of his first week is how fucking good Gleyber Torres looks right now. He is currently the number one ranked second baseman across the entire league. He hit his 100th career home run as a Yankee. And as of the first five games of the season, Gleyber Torres is the only player in Yankee history with a 550 plus OBP and 780 plus slugging percentage. What is going on here?
He is on that upturn that we always see from him. He's
And he's playing
warm.
second base.
He's playing second base and he's deciding to use the entire field. But
It's.
we've known it's been in him.
Oh, yeah.
This is not as it's you know, he's you know, of course he had 100 career home runs, but it's not like he's going up there and you're like, oh my God, this is absurd. He's just seeing a beach ball right now. He's seeing the ball very well, but it's not like an unheard of, like this has to end at some point
Yeah.
kind of
And
form.
he's stealing bases. Like he's not only hitting.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice to see. I think someone asked him about it and he was like, I just love playing in New York. And I was like,
There's a reason he was, you know, maybe now he's actually looking like that top 10
that top
prospect.
prospect that he was. He finally grew into it. He's not, I mean, what, he's what, 26?
Yeah, I think so. He's not
He
been.
is young. Like
Yeah.
I think that's a part that I always forget about Gleyber is that he got pulled up at I think like 21, 22. Like he got pulled up pretty young. And you just hope that he remembers this feeling of like how, what's up? How are you doing math? You know, you hope that he remembers this feeling that he gets during this hot spot of how going to right field leads to him getting on base, leads to him hitting the ball well, just leads to an overall better performance that you hope that it doesn't go away.
You're right. It was 26. Turns 27
I
at the end of the year.
am so smart. So smart. But it's definitely a comfort and it like to see him being a real threat in the order. He led off the other day. Like he's become effective at any position. And I know that it's obviously only a week into the season, but still very, very good to see.
Yeah, and you know, especially when you're having somebody like DJ not have as productive of a start, being able to trust somebody in that position to go and be able to succeed. You can use DJ, take him in, take him out. But now that kind of brings up the whole other question of the next thing we want to talk about, Josh Donaldson getting taken out of their last game after grounding out, running to first, and then having
Pulling up with a hammy.
like a tweak. It wasn't anything like groundbreaking, I don't think. Like it bothered him, they had to take him out of the game, but it wasn't like they need to take him out on a stretcher. So it's just old man joints falling apart on him. That's my assumption.
Well, then they put
IKF in
IKF out
at
there, right?
third.
So IKF had his first few games in center field this past week. Looked honestly, like, yeah, capable. And obviously he has a gold glove at third base. The thing is, between Josh Donaldson, IKF, and Aaron Hicks, in these first five games, they are hitting 6 for 31. There's no space in a lineup for anybody to be that unproductive.
There's way too many, never mind three people.
Yeah. It's just it. Ugh. So yes, Josh Donaldson tweaking this is notable. And sure, great, IKF can play all over the place, but you can't play in the box.
Yeah. I mean, that's, but like, you run into a big thing here of, DJ isn't playing, isn't hitting overly well. IKF isn't hitting overly well. Oswaldo's not hitting overly well.
And it's hard
Aaron Hicks
because,
is, like, you're having
yeah,
a lot of that bottom of the lineup is hurting us
the
right now.
bottom of the lineup, the biggest thing, I don't even want to call it like a glaring thing that should have been in the bottom of the lineup, is Anthony Volpe adjusting to major league pitching. And obviously, like, he's not struggling. Obviously, he's hit the ball, he's worked walks really, really well. But I would so much rather us be in a place where people could nitpick Anthony Volpe instead of these glaring issues at the bottom of the lineup. Because it's just, and that's the thing about IKF that I think pisses me off the most, is that he is so versatile in the field, and he just can't fucking hit. And it's frustrating. I don't know if we really talked about the Aaron Hicks comments last week, but for Aaron Hicks to have the gusto to comment about not being given an opportunity and then being given opportunities and continuing to flail is very, I don't know. Whatever a guy outwardly talks so, like, he so clearly sounded like he wants to no longer be a part of the Yankees, right? It was very similar, had very similar feelings to Joey Gallo at the end of last year or before he got traded, right? Where he's like, I already stopped shaving. Like, I knew I was gone. And Aaron Hicks seems to just be giving up. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah, because it hurts. It hurts the rest of the team.
Yeah. But we'll see if he can. I don't know. You never want to root for a guy's downfall. But also, like, you have to be here for the team, right? That was the one thing in spring training that I found really kind of inspiring about IKF, in that he, in an interview at the beginning of the year this year, he was able to pinpoint the moment that he knew that he lost the shortstop job, right? He missed a ground ball or he made an error behind Gerrit Cole. He was like, that was when I knew that I was no longer in the running to be the shortstop. But he's like, I want to do whatever I can for this team to help win. If that's me putting gear on, if that's me playing third base, if that's me playing center field, I don't care. It's very reminiscent of Matt Carpenter last year, who said, I'll carry the bats to and from if that's all I can do, you know? And Aaron Hicks just does not have that same, like, hunger. And it's just like, if you're not here to win and just be a part of winning in any possible way, we don't want you. So we'll see how long he lasts. I was about to ask a stupid question, but I knew the answer. I was going to ask if players can request a trade, and then I just remembered the entire Brian Reynolds drama. Yeah,
I mean, you could do whatever you want. Is that not like
you can
the
say you want to leave all you want,
whole?
but
Yeah. Let's say you can say whatever.
I just da, 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 da. Do you have anything else glaringly Yankee that you want to talk about?
Not that I
Like,
remember.
I don't
They're
know why
looking
I'm
good.
suddenly forgetting the entire week, but I was like, I don't know, we played really good baseball.
They're really good baseball. That
What
ended short.
else do you want to hear? We head down to Baltimore this week, see Adley Rutschman and see Grayson Rodriguez,
Damn good young
perchance.
squad.
Right, 'cause so we're just gonna hop into the out of Yankee topics here. Grayson Rodriguez, I know this is not probably the one that you wanted to start with, but I
Whatever. Hey, you start it and I'll connect it.
It got us there. To connect to the Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez, the Orioles' number one pitching prospect, was pulled up to the majors for his major league debut against the Texas Rangers, actually matched up against Jacob deGrom, which is hysterical. I've seen Grayson Rodriguez pitch. I saw him pre-Tommy John. So he got Tommy John last year. He missed all of last year on Tommy John. But the dude's pretty fucking legit. So if you pair him with Adley, with Gunnar Henderson, like they, until they get to the point where they need to sign them to contracts, the Orioles should be a pretty good fucking team.
Yeah, and you know, this it's a squad that we've spoken about so much. They have a ton of legit talent. Grayson Rodriguez in his first start, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 Ks, only 1 walk.
And that's against a Texas Rangers team who somehow scored like 27 runs in 2 games against the Phillies. But the
yeah,
Phillies are
I mean,
kind of on a
this is a
hangover.
team that was going in, you know, undefeated. They were having, you know, the best start they could possibly have. And he matched closely to Jacob deGrom. Jacob deGrom, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 2 walks, 11 Ks. Of course, Ks aren't there, but didn't expect that from a first one. But,
No.
You know,
Rodriguez
six
has
innings
a.
pitch, 5 innings pitch, 2 hits, 4 hits. Like, it's.
He has a really great sweeping slider that just cuts across the zone, like really, really aggressively.
He's a big ass boy. He's
Oh, he's
6'5".
Fucking massive. He's huge. I saw a video of him like giving his mom a hug, and like his hand took up his mom's entire back.
Yeah,
I was like,
6'5", 230.
Big boy.
Jacob deGrom matched up against 6'4", 180.
I was gonna say 125. Oh, DeGrom's 6'4"?
I didn't know that either.
He looks
I thought he was
small.
Pretty like I thought he was gonna be like 6'2".
Yeah, he looks like a small man.
Well, not like small, but like he small for
not,
pitchers.
Yeah,
Relatively
not
small.
not 6'4". 6'4" stands out normally. I feel like he'd be more I feel like he should look more gangly at 6'4" and no
6'4",
weight.
180, yeah.
Yeah. But always exciting to see prospects get the call up. Scotty, I'm gonna release to you to traverse around.
Yeah,
we
we're gonna
started with
stick.
The Orioles and the Rangers. How will you do it?
No, we're gonna go and do the other thing. We're gonna stick with the rookies.
Oh yeah, stick with the
rookies.
rookies.
You know, it was good for him, good for Grayson to get his up. I mean, that's been a massive hype the last 2 years. A new player for the Brewers, Bryce Terang. He is a young buck for the Brew Crew. He hit his first home run. It happened to be a grand slam against the Mets. So
love when the Mets lose.
absolute yeah. No, not when, you know, Scherzer's pitching and I need Scherzer to do well and he gets this I watched really only the one game of the Brewers, and that happened to be this game that they go off. But this
was
is
it
a
the one
crew.
that Luke Voit stole second base?
No.
He's 2 for 2 on career stolen bases though.
This is a group, this is a team that I think are, you know, solid underdogs. I think they have a ton of talent. Of course, everybody knows their pitching staff is fucking insane. And I mean, that's known. Of course, you have, you know, you have Corbin Burnes, who, you know, blew up the last time he pitched. But, you know, even besides that, Woodruff, Peralta, you know, Devin Williams in the pen, they have an amazing group. And their lineup was all that they needed. Yelich is looking not MVP like Yelich, but he's
but
not
better
last year.
Yeah, like an actually like a guy that you could consider back at, I don't want to call him superstar level, but like a notable name again.
Yeah, you have like he's doing well. Of course, Bryce Terang, even, you know, besides just this home run, he was doing pretty well. Garrett Mitchell is in his second year now. He is crazy good. It's a team that has
they also
a
now
lot
have
of talent.
Jesse Winker, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Because they lost Colton Wong, which is
Wong.
probably honestly a big fall for them. But if
and
I'm
they
right,
also their
Terang is their
shortstop's Willy
shortstop
Adames,
now.
correct?
Oh yes, they do have Willie, I think.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
It's
make
a solid little crew. Luke Voit, obviously.
They also have I'm blanking on his name.
You mean
Bogleback?
him?
No. No,
No,
Vogelback was on
Vogelback's a
the other
Met.
one. The other one.
The other one.
I'm blanking on the big guy. It's a big guy. Yeah,
No,
so
I see him. I see him in my brain.
and I can't think of his name.
Big man on Brewers.
That's gonna annoy me. Now I'm looking at the roster now. Because that's like the only way that I'm gonna remember. Rowdy Tellez.
Rowdy. I saw him in the WBC, right? Like I pictured him and I was like, and I'm like, it's not Kirk, it's the other one.
Yeah,
Rowdy, rowdy,
they
rowdy.
have a team that I think can make a run for the playoffs. How far in there, can't say. They're 5-1 right now, which I mean looks good, but you really can't say shit about 5-1. You can't really say shit about any team right yet.
Yeah,
Like,
it means nothing.
it's way too early. Home runs. Let's stick to home runs.
Okay.
I want to first start off. We spoke about Glaber hitting his 100th. Great for him. Yordan also hit his 100th in his career. He's the fastest Astro to reach. The previous record was 452 games. He did it in 372.
He's such a fucking menace.
80 games less.
He is disgusting.
That is crazy. I want to know
Oh,
what.
Matt Carpenter just hit a home run for the Padres.
Not yet, Jimbo, not yet. I know,
So.
me too. I want to see fastest players to career. So as I said, Yordan's at it took him 372. I don't know if it's gonna go higher or lower. Eddie Matthews 397, so that's the other way. Aaron Judge took 371. Ooh. Yeah, so above Yordan's 372, you like Judge go 371. Gary Sanchez took 355. Pete Alonso 347. And Ryan Howard 325. So four players are faster than him. Two were Yankees.
Just
One is now
saying.
a Giant. We'll throw that in now. Gary Sanchez got signed by the Giants, but a minor league deal. So,
So sad. I saw it happened. It happened like during the Yankee series with the Giants, and someone was like, "Bring him in, just
yeah,
for fun. Just
do
bring
it.
him." One last thing about the Yord. Do I have another thing about? Yeah. And then I want to talk. I want to say just a few quick things about Gary. But Yordan is like the only person in my brain that can be like, yeah, I'm only a DH. Because
Yeah,
I
I
don't need
mean, he's
him to do
playing.
anything. I know that he is playing the field as well, but like him and like maybe Nelson Cruz are the only guys that I'm like, never do anything else. Just hit the fucking ball. Like just an absolute dish. Like he's one of the only people that I'm like, I don't care that you're not great at defense because you just hit the ball that fucking good. And every single time you're at the plate, I am angry.
Yeah.
Gary being signed to a minor league deal is kind of surprising that that's all he was given, because I just remember during the offseason, like about halfway through, pretty much after Wilson Contreras was signed to the Cardinals, they were like, MLB on Fox put together like a field of like the hottest free agents at each position. And Gary Sanchez was like always listed as the best catch. I mean, I guess we've talked about it a lot. There's not a lot of great catchers out there in the world, but I'm surprised that no other team like tried to bite on Gary.
Yeah, it's also interesting that like the Giants out of all people would get him, because the Giants have a large roster already for their catcher. They have Aroda Perez, who's their active catcher, Blake Sabol, who I think is also who's a rookie. He had some reps. Joey Bart, who was a rookie last year and is on the 10-day now, and that would be Gary Sanchez behind all of them,
Yeah,
or
it's an
subbed in.
interesting move. You would think that some team, I mean,
Some team would get him as a backup. At least, like an injury backup,
yeah,
like that. But like,
the Cardinals, right? Cardinals signed Wilson Contreras, the big hot catcher free agent. Contreras starts the year on the IL. Why not get a guy with major league experience? Sure, listen, we've talked a whole lot of shit about Gary's offense in the latter half of his Yankee career, but in the first half, he was really fucking good. And I want to say in Minnesota, he was just kind of like average. Like he was not all-star Gary Sanchez level, but he was not Jesus Christ, get this man off of my team, Gary Sanchez level. He's right in that middle, right in that sweet spot of average. But I was surprised to see that that was, because at first he had just been signed to a Dominican League, like winter league team.
Yeah.
Crazy,
So
crazy, crazy.
I wanted to actually stick with the home runs.
Let's stick with the home runs. Gary
Stick with
Sanchez
the
hit a
home
lot of them.
runs. Yeah. Hey, we said one of the fastest to 100.
Yeah, one of the fastest ones.
Somebody to get to 200, though, happened to be against the Yankees, was Kyle Schwarber, which is interesting. I mean, I was gonna look up to see how fast it was, but I could tell you it wasn't that fast because he spent so many years,
He's
or like a few
been
years with the
playing
Cubs, where
baseball.
he was so bad.
Yeah, he's been playing baseball for so fucking long, all over the place.
But he just decided to be good within the
Last
last
like 2 years?
two,
3 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's been around for a hot minute. As we said, one time, one of the episodes mentioned about how he's gotten a home run in all playoffs situations
It's
possible.
crazy. I was explaining to mom the Cape League today, and I was like, I just gotta, because she just about everything. And I was like, I just gotta explain to you. There's this guy who has hit a home run in every single championship game and important game he's ever been a part of, and it started at the Cape League level. She was like, okay.
All right. I was trying to connect things here.
Scotty's like, he just got really angry.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to connect things and I'm losing it.
It's okay if they don't connect.
Division rival, we'll stick in the division of
Okay,
the NL
we'll stick in the
East.
division.
Sandy Alcantara is Sandy Alcantara. He goes and threw a complete game shutout versus the Twins, Gary Sanchez's former team. Like I think at 100 pitches or just under 100
Just
pitches.
under. And I love that every time that Sandy throws a complete game, the stat of like active pitchers who have thrown complete games, and it's like Sandy's at like 14 and the next guy's at like 3.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy what he's doing. And to do it, that is a different level. That is not workhorse. That is efficiency.
Exactly. That's the crazy thing, is it's not a complete game with 130 pitches. It's a complete game at 100 pitches. Gerrit Cole threw phenomenally the other day, was at 100 pitches by the seventh inning.
Like that's
Like,
it's crazy.
it is absolutely insane.
Well, to go from good news to slightly sad news about the Marlins, in their game against the Twins, I don't know if it's the same game or which game it was against the Twins. Jazz Chisholm goes sliding into second and gets hurt. Not exactly known what it was, but he did have to leave the game, and he's currently day to day.
But he walked off on his own accord, which is good.
Yeah, it seemed to be like a shoulder,
I
upper
thought it was,
body.
when I first saw it, they said knee, and I was confused.
Didn't look that bad. I'm looking at it again. Like, I think, I don't even know. I don't know what it was. I've looked at it like
Neither,
four
I couldn't
times
figure it out.
and I couldn't figure out what possibly could have hurt him. I don't know. I probably could have seen a replay. His head might have hit the guy's knee or something like that. Could have been
And then my
like
head hit the floor.
a minor
Sorry.
head thing. I don't know. I'm just trying to react of how he reacted as well. And I don't understand because he didn't even like go and reach anything. He just kind of like tumbled around.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was.
his face went into the guy's like shin. So it
Oh.
could have been a little head boo boo. Could have been a little head.
A little head boo-boo. Do you, I know, I don't know if we've talked about this, but is there a slight Madden curse to the show?
Yes. Yes. And people are like, Shohei proved it didn't exist. Motherfucker, Shohei didn't win MVP and didn't make the playoffs. I think that's enough of a Madden curse right there.
Because right, didn't it Tatis, and then
Yep, Tatis. And then
he got fucked around today. Did you hear about that? last night he's working
oh, that he
on
hit the
coming
home run
back.
off the guy and the guy
Yeah, and the
tweeted
guy
at
was
him.
like, he's a fucking cheater, so it's
Yeah.
like, speak your truth, King. So
Oh,
overall,
damn, I completely
never let a
forgot.
Yankee player on the front of the show, please, Jesus Christ. Derek Jeter can do it. That's fine. That's I don't care if he gets a little boo-boo right now, as long as he's like okay.
He'll be good. He'll be okay.
This is where
See, now
Scotty doesn't know how
I
to
think I would
connect.
lose that. I don't know
Where are
why.
we trying to
Oh,
get to?
no. You know what? Well, Well, I'm realizing now that I had a lot of connections that I missed. There, you know, the issue is that I had one that spanned out to four different, but those four different never come back together. So
Oh,
like I had to bounce back and forth.
that home run umbrella was really tough.
Yeah, that home run umbrella really hit a lot. Going back to it, if you really want to, Brewers went back to back to back, which is, you know, overly impressive, especially since it was against Scherzer.
There's Max Scherzer. That's his second, like, not great start, correct?
His first one was pretty good. It wasn't awful. But it wasn't Max Scherzer levels.
Yeah.
So, but again, hey, another reason Brew Crew, watch out for the Brew Crew.
Recruit.
Again,
Oh,
under
Blake Snell just hit. Sorry, I'm now just hitting you with so much Padres news. Blake Snell just hit 1,000 strikeouts.
1,000 strikeouts for Blake Snell and the Padres. Sticking with the Padres, Jake Cronenworth, 7-year deal extension with the Padres. This puts the Padres in a pretty similar spot to the Atlanta Braves, but just add like 4 years to all their players,
And for $70 bajillion to Xander Bogarts.
and a lot more money. So their core, 2027, Robert Suarez, 2027 as well as Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish in 28, Cronenworth in 30, 33 is Xander
That's
and
not a real
Machado
year.
in
Those aren't
34.
real years. Those are fake years.
And 2034 is Fernando Tatis. So they
So the
have.
last piece they kind of need to lock up is Soto, you'd assume.
Yes.
That's at the end
And
of this
Ha-Seong
year.
Kim.
And Ha-Seong Kim. Go Kim.
We're
I love Ha-Seong Kim.
advocates for
I
Ha-Seong Kim.
love Ha-Seong Kim. Cronenworth, I mean, he's a huge. I know it's very easy to sit in when you think of the Padres, you think of obviously Manny Machado. Even though he hasn't played, you think of Tatis. You know, you think of Blake Snell, you think of Josh Hader, even like you don't
You
always
never think of
of
Jake Cronenworth.
Cronenworth. And did you see their preseason like hype video?
No, it was
First of
like.
all, one of the best ones that was made. I'm not even gonna fucking lie. It was weird they had a whole section dedicated to Tatis. I was like, this seems in bad taste. But like Jake Cronenworth is a huge piece of that organization. And as like when I was at Petco, because I'm just a traveler and I've been to Petco and it's like the most beautiful park in the world. Like the amount of Crone Zone shit that they have all over the place, the amount of people that just have Jake Cronenworth gear, it's crazy. I think I'm not positive. I know Musgrove is. I'm pretty sure Cronenworth is a local guy too. Like he grew up a Padres fan, which always goes well. But I also could totally be fucking lying, and Scotty's about to tell me I'm wrong.
I couldn't tell you. That's why I'm interested in it.
But that seems like I'm very wrong. Oh, God.
He's from Michigan.
That doesn't mean he's not a Padres
He
fan.
could be
Who
a Padre. There's no
are you
way
a
we
fan of in
know that he's a
Michigan?
freaking Padres fan. My kid just Googled if you're a Padres fan.
Is Jake Cronenworth the Padres fan now that he got $70 million from them? Yes, very much so. Oh, then I got him confused with someone else.
No, but like I think is interesting is like I feel like media wise, Cronenworth is looked over a lot. But if
Oh,
you're
yeah.
saying that like at the like he deserves as much love as he gets, the guy is a massive part of that team. All-star second baseman, has played first, can literally play anywhere they need him to,
Yeah.
and he will do well there. He
And
is
is
he's looked
offensively
over.
effective.
Yes, I think he's looked over nationally.
Yes.
As a second baseman.
That's a great way to put it.
Sono!
Uh-oh.
Injury update. Michael Harris II was removed from tonight's game as precautious with low back tightness. He's going to be day to day for my fantasy team.
So this is a direct example of why I think I'm glad my fantasy league did not work out. Because now all I get mad at is when my bets don't work out. And then that's just a problem for me. That's just money I lost.
My fantasy team is falling apart.
Oh, Scotty, manager of the Yankees.
So ready. So Miguel Vargas is day to day. Today he's off. Doesn't help me. Half the games get canceled
Yeah.
because of rain. So I had DJ. Now Michael Harris is day to day. Adam Frazier's been going off. Another person to watch out for.
Whoever
Adam
has
Frazier's been going
Adam Duvall on their fucking fantasy team is cashing
My
out.
opponent this week has Julio Urias and also Will Smith, who are the two highest scorers in fantasy. I'm only losing by 96. 94.
I've never heard the term only in 96 be put in the same
Okay, sentence. Well, the person who's in first right now is 698 points, and they're winning 698 to 483.
Sure, Scotty.
So I think I'm happy with losing by 96. yeah, Miguel Vargas, day-to-day. DJ LeMahieu, terrible. Sorry,
hey, now, hey now, hey now, hey now, not terrible.
You want? Am I pulling up the numbers? He had. Oh no. He's actually been doing not that bad.
Yeah,
so,
he's.
Yeah.
He's.
Okay,
the thing
he
is,
had a lot of negatives for me at first.
He's not hitting DJ numbers, but he's not hitting Josh Donaldson numbers.
Yeah, he just had a lot of negatives to start on. Jordan Walker killing it. Watch out for Rookie of the Year. As I said, Michael Harris day to day. Schwarber's doing pretty well. Ben Mytendi's been doing really well. Adam Frazier's been doing really well. Riley Green I just picked up because I need an outfielder. Gino Suarez, Inhuinho, about as good as you expect. JT Realmuto got taken out. Didn't even play the other day. And then played terribly against Herman.
He's still emotionally recovering from being thrown out for no reason.
Being thrown out for not grabbing a ball. Luis Arraez was also not in the lineup for some reason one day. Rizzo, pretty good. Oswaldo had to pick up because of my team name, but he hasn't done anything for me. And then Lars, 10 day.
Lars Nootbaar's on a 10 day?
Yep.
Oh, Lars!
So I just got really lucky, or really unlucky, I should say. Really, really, really unlucky. They just said that he might for his thumb. Anyways. We've been really off topic there.
After we run through Scotty's fantasy team.
After we run through my fantasy, flunk that's going on. Hey, but I got Garrett Cole and Max Scherzer. Oh, Max Scherzer. Freddy Peralta did really well for me. That's another reason why. But the biggest thing that we need to talk about. The
most wholesome thing.
One thing that we mentioned a few weeks ago. We
I don't know. I think it was last week.
It was last week. And we kind of said it like in like a lighthearted way of like, it's a little bold. But Liam Hendricks has officially beat cancer.
Yeah!
That's honest. What was that, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah, so he talked about it the other day, and I wish that I recalled more of it, but pretty much from the day that he announced that he was sick, he started chemo, like, the next day. And it was, like, every week or every 2 weeks or something, they were very aggressive with it, but he got to ring the bell. So maybe it's not as crazy that we'll see him in June. But that's still not that far away.
Yeah, but I feel like at the same time, like, granted, this is us being real people.
That's true.
I don't know how much a normal baseball player does in the off season. I imagine they do some things.
Yeah,
but it was his duration of being out wasn't too far off of what a normal, off season is.
Fair, but he
but
was, physically
imagine,
challenged a little bit more than
yeah,
others are in their
it.
Off
oh,
season.
Yeah. But I imagine as well, chemotherapy is chemotherapy. Like it fucking kicks the shit out of you.
Great way to put it, Scotty. Really a wizard with words.
It kicks shit out of you. But it's gonna be interesting to see how he does.
It's an overall really great story to hear.
You know what that means?
Baseball.
He's gonna go off. I'm gonna go. I should go and look to Adam because we've seen too many people start doing really well
after they had cancer.
After beating cancer, beating it, like not having it, beating it. Confidence. Trey Mancini.
A vote against Trey Mancini is a vote for cancer.
Ione as well.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's another one. There's another one.
I can only think of Mancini and Tyone.
I know. There's one other one, but I forget who it was. Top of my head, which is bad.
Are you just going to Google baseball kid players who had cancer?
Yes. Because there's one that I had heard of recently.
While Scotty's doing this, I did just want to notice that today is our 150th episode.
Woot woot.
which is wild and crazy and disgusting and also so much fun. And I'm so glad that
Okay,
those who
that's
listen,
not bad.
listen, and that Scotty tags along and we get to do this once a week.
Whoop, whoop.
Oop, oop. Scotty said he cannot find any more baseball players who had cancer.
Yeah, I can't. Not any more active.
But it was really cool. Like, the Liam Hendricks thing was all over every baseball site, every sports site, every like it was a very tender and beautiful moment. But that's all we've got.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy this week. Scotty and I are kind of all over the place this week, so it was a bit of a tough week to gather information. But we'll be right back here next week, and you can also follow us on Instagram at pinstripe.podcast to see if there's any breaking news throughout the week before we get here. For Scotty, I am Lexi, and this has been the Pinstripe Podcast. Bye.